English translation. I also thought this thing began at 1:30. It ends then. And so I had some things, some notes I was going to make that I'll try to do on the blackboard. My teacher, Paul Radin, once said, in the beginning there was magic, and magic was with God, and God was magic. That's in his book, Primitive Religion. And however, I was looking at some folk tales from northern Japan. The first word in it is the sun god, but then there's a little star, and you look down and said, or goddess. The word doesn't mean. Now, most anthropology having been written by men, there's a tendency to have got peculiar ideas regarding the Inca Empire, for example, that I'll clear up at some particular point. One thing that was customary in the so-called old world was the domestication of animals. Whereas the New World specialized in the domestication of and developments of new species of plants. Plants like corn and beans and so forth. Most of them have the property of also being herbal in nature. We seldom think of food as having, you know, being good for us, or as one author calls it, food that cures. And of course, in 1480, the, I don't know what to call them, the natives, I guess, because America is just another Italian, America's Vespucci. Anyhow, whoever lived here were extremely healthy. They had a life expectancy much longer than that of Europeans at the time. On his second voyage in 1494, Columbus bought 1,200 specimens of things, men, seeds, cuttings for planting, wheat, chickpeas, melons, onions, radishes, salad greens, grapevines, sugar cane, and fruit stones for planting orchards. As far as disease is concerned, scholarly debate still goes on regarding the origins of syphilis. It is, however, the only ambiguous case of serious diseases. All of the diseases transmitted from one continent to another went westward. Smallpox, measles, typhoid fever, tuberculosis, cholera, diphtheria, plague, etc. Now, it mentions tuberculosis here, but what causes tuberculosis? Is it the tuberculosis bacilli that causes it, or is it poverty and malnutrition? It doesn't take much thinking to decide that it's not the germs, really. To give you some idea of how serious these epidemics were, the Mandan, that you may have seen George Catlin's paintings of, at the beginning of 1837, were 1,600 people. In July, only about 31 were left. And let's see. The Europeans also had other bad habits. such as associating physical labor with status. It was hard for them. But you must remember that Cortes was a contemporary of Henry VIII. It gives you one idea why the Europeans were unhealthy, because they had so much clothing on. This was somehow connected with the above, but I forget how. In one famous formulation of this idea, of this kind of view, the amoeba and Einstein use the same method, which is trial and error. If truth were equated with that which increases the probability of survival, then science would certainly be untrue, because it increases the possibility of non-survival through, they say, various types of human or natural disaster. But the Europeans and the have always been willing to exchange good health for cultural complexity. They would rather see a clock tick than live, after they'd invented one, 10 years longer. This fascination with machinery is very strange. Another thing that's typical of the Western Hemisphere are the child training practices that lead to the theories of innate aggression that Lorenz and Tinbergen and Morris, etc., consider aggression. And they consider it to be universal, but this simply happens to be untrue. Actually, Montague made an analysis of a great number of cultures, and they can. It usually revolves around people who are emotionally deprived. I don't have to go into this because you already know it. I was going to conclude this by describing. Somebody had asked me the question: how did you get interested in these things? Some cousins of mine had a book on string figures, and in learning them, I realized that this is happening north of Seattle, Washington. And children from the reservation, of course, went to school with me, and I went back, would ride out on the school bus with them to see if their parents knew any string figures. I don't think it's going to work. I can't stand up and draw. But I was going, and rather than give generalized thoughts regarding the way that certain methods of thinking. One peculiar thing that happens is that very often light is stolen and released in the northern hemisphere, whereas in the valley of the Amazon and so forth, it's usually darkness that is stolen and sent into eternal light. So there was, near where I was visiting, what was called the Spirit Dance. This was held in a long building about as wide as this tent, but it was room down the middle for four fires. During the year, certain bird-like animals. Now, this is put together with conversations I had with people 50 years ago, and I was only beginning to try to remember them when I realized it was time to start. But so the ideas are going to be somewhat disjointed. But being as two types of phenomena happened, the origin of the first humans was of a universal nature that I didn't realize until really earlier this year, which had to do with the creation of a series of humans from things like stone and clay. I believe the final one was made of wood, and it was put out, it spoke. Later on, these humans realized that certain things that perhaps resemble birds, but with wings maybe made of obsidian or something, it's hard to tell, because there simply aren't terms in English for the concepts that exist. The human himself or herself was really a sort of series of concentric spheres that time went through in both directions from this central point. In other words, grandchildren had the same names as grandparents because they were the same distance away. Maybe one was smaller, but it was farther away and was smaller for that reason, or something like that. These are things from casual conversations. Someone else, in describing the nature of, they were a famous doctor of their curing, said that they were surrounded by four helpers, one red, one blue, one yellow, and one green. I'm retranslating that helper as a man, I believe, said either souls or spirits, but it was 50 years ago, and I don't remember it too well. And that he was in the center of this. He was also the sort of titular leader. This is where those people, Swinomish. All of these things will come from the Salish groups in the northern part of Puget Sound and the adjoining parts of Vancouver Island, where Victoria is. At any rate, people would then be certain wooden objects. There were, as I said, there were four fires down the middle of the building and holes in the roof. There were certain wooden objects, sticks called tustan, chadzo, I believe was shaped like a bird, and skudelic, which was a double-headed thing, because it took four people to hold it down. It would drag them around the room. This seemed I'd got a Ouija board for Christmas and her birthday or something a few years before, so I was willing to believe it. And it's essentially why I've been lucky in seeing things that aren't often seen, is because people who have told me, who invited me to the, I don't know which one of these ceremonies to describe to you first, the one I began with, the so-called spirit dance, takes place on the earth. The where the tustan, chadzo, and skudelic are used. I Mrs. Brown, who got the song that goes with the tustan, which are the long poles, the words mean this little bird is going to sing. And they'd more, It was dramatic, but it took place on the Earth later and was fairly well known. There were some professors from the university there and so forth. The other, after I'd gone to a number of meetings of that kind, I was invited to something that had been outlawed many, many years before, the so-called Chanchani, the Dog Howler Society. This was held in four houses arranged in a square and involved a great number of things like masked people who were literally frightening, the ones that were had become animals. This all took place in heaven, but the audience looks restive. It involved a number of things, raffles shaped like skulls, a choir on the roof. If I want to what? Yeah, well, are there any questions?
What were you saying about the houses? You were talking about being in heaven and the ritual.
Well, that was, I wonder if I should say, talk about that. Dr. Radin at one point had me type up the Winnebago text of the origin of the Medicine Society, which is supposed to be kept secret. And I made so many mistakes in the typing that it was never printed. I saved it in a purified state, and I had, although I ditched my preliminary lecture, which has to do with like the circulation of the Antarctic current carrying stories of women keeping all the secrets and the men having to like turn them into Amazons to get the secrets back, and the general distribution of the twin myths. I really hadn't planned to go. I had planned to go into that. I don't have my notes with me because I decided I'd give really elaborate descriptions of these two ceremonies and then compare them. But I decided it maybe wasn't a good idea. Because everybody was yawning and going to a trance, and soon there'll be a scream, and you'll have to restrain the poor victim of, who was the, it was literally terrifying, the people who were disguised as wolves. They had wooden masks on. All of the Northwest Coast from southeastern Alaska to Puget Sound has a certain type of art style. This is because the artists traveled around. There weren't people everywhere that did that. They mostly were lived on either the Skeena or the Nass Rivers and went to the Queen Charlotte Islands and parts of Vancouver on to make these trick things that gave the impression that Hieronymus Bosch was alive and well in the woods. At any rate, those are the things that it consisted of. And as the sun, anyhow, so that these wolf people, boy, were they scary. I sort of went back like this. And they'd come at you. They were also deceived by their own whatever happened. The person who became an ordinary singer in the spirit dance, which is a modified form, I'm sure, of what the Duwamish who live around Seattle call the spirit canoe. The same songs are sung, but the same apparatus isn't used. The belief in this double-ended space are there any mothers out here? It just occurred to me, I read that babies who cry a lot become very good singers. Although in a lot of places, the baby is not, yeah, pretty much along northern North America, the baby is named all of the names of people who have died since the last baby was born. And then, depending on which name it's called, that it cries the less. The reason it's crying, leading to singing, came up was because the mother, when she said her daughter wasn't a very good singer, said, maybe I stopped her from crying too early. And the child was then given a variety of objects that belonged to the preceding incarnation of that name. Was that an answer to any question? Anyhow, these people are in the so-called Khanhani. I guess there's water here. I can't pronounce it. Water or coffee? water. Yes. One thing that is, I think, typical is that tools are made to last a very long time in non-industrialized places. It seems obvious, but you seldom think that those are those long times are in terms of thousands of years, that jade axes and things don't get dull. Kind of stay sharp once it's made. It may take 200 years to make it, but it's good when it's made. So that in the various ones of these four houses, on the way down to this place, I'd been told I had to give a needle, that someone would ask for a needle. And as I went down, now this was strange enough, was at the end of the Vancouver, BC, something or other, streetcar line. There was the lady who asked for the needle. I gave her a bone needle that I dug out of a shell heap. And I said, there's a big dance down there. She said, no. And however, I went down, and someone who was influential I knew was down there. I doubt if any other living person, except children who were there, would be alive who saw what proceeded, because it embodied a great number of sort of unique acts. I've mentioned things like the choir on the roof. There were also pipes, made somewhat like organ pipes, and almost as large. The music of that whole area is very beautiful, but unfortunately has not been... There are intense prejudices against... Anybody that's put on reservations and has relatives who are stuffed in a museum along with giraffes and things feels embarrassment and remorse when the graveyards of their grandfathers and things are dug up to count the number of crosses in relation to coins or something. So anyway, I went down the hill, there was somebody, and they said, no, he can't come. That I might be killed or something. And I think I've outlined the main thing. Everything, I suppose there were 400 people there. someone went around the fire swinging a bull roar. All of these ritual elements probably occur in sequence independent of the interpretation that's placed on them. And quite probably refer to a cosmographic scheme that can be explained scientifically, but runs counter to what might be considered scientific thought. Where was I? Oh, water, yes. I would say that was around 1940. There is a write-up in various magazines and things from that period. However, the earliest one I know is 1943. However, I mean, as far as a published photograph, I lost interest in it until about 3 months ago when Naropa called, and who was I to say nay? Water, anyone? So, anyhow, I really can't describe it because in a way I feel I'm desecrating the trust that was placed in me. The organization supposedly having been stamped totally, thoroughly, completely, and forever out in something like 1843. It didn't... something that hasn't been seen for 100 years is suddenly seen, and all I can give is a description of what happened. And, like, for example, all of the motions of people going around crawling on the floor, they were naked except for the wolf mask. And this, of course, as I said, happened after you'd been up for something like 48 hours, listening to incessant drumming that had increased the adrenochrome in the blood to such a point that everything glistened, sort of. And just as the sun came down to the smoke, because the entire house, of course, was full of smoke from the fires, it made beams that shot down onto one of the actual fires that was there. And very, very old women came in. Everybody that comes into this type of a house comes in backwards. This is explained in various ways to avoid stepping on your shadow, to go into a form of reversal is probably it. Very old women with skulls, rattles shaped like skulls, but with the mouth, very stylized, but obviously, there was many questions. It was something that just looked like a skull. No. That's what they were supposed to be. And kind of twisted mouths. It hadn't occurred to me until yesterday that this twisted mouth business would be similar to the Iroquois crooked face mask. And of course, we'll be covering that later. And they sang a song while the whistles blew on the roof. Then, while all this was going on, and it had taken much, much longer than I've taken to describe it, there'd been a curtain hanging made of mountain goat wool. Most of the blankets of any value were made of mountain goat wool, with maybe some white or black stripes in it, dropped, and there was a person there with their tongue sort of down over the front of their mouth, and a string runs through, with knots in it, run through the tongue. Blood had run down over the blanket that he was wearing, which was worn in an unusual fashion over one shoulder and under the other arm. The blanket was usually put on in this fashion. And like a lot of the other people, he had a cedar bark head dress on, but it was as if one event after the other. First the imitations of the wolves, then this revolving circle of what does Aristotle call it? The prime mover is in the middle of the floor. That you see someone. Now, I should have mentioned earlier that one of the most widespread stories is being found all over both North and South America is a girl who is sometimes at the companion, who are out on the grass. I'm going to tell it the way it was told around, you know, Bellingham. When she was falling asleep, said, "That's a beautiful star." And when she woke up in the morning, it turned out she was married to that star and was a long way from home. And I was assured that the coil of rope that she got back by, it was woven out of her pubic hair, incidentally, collapsed. This, in many ways, this story again can be found almost everywhere. Where the Arapaho, who once sat for now this tent sits, have that story. And that was what the string through the tongue represented. This had connections with the notion that language was valuable. Every family, every lineage, every it's what causes the very large number of last speakers of any particular language. They usually are, and they usually had hundreds of relatives, but everybody in addition to having in North America and a good deal of South America a universal sign language that can be very articulate, the first history of the Kiowa was written by a missionary, I forget his name, Morris or something, entirely through conversations he had in the sign language, because of course it has no grammar in any way connected with any other language. It's semantic unit by semantic unit. Anyhow, later on we'll connect this notion of the string through the tongue when I eventually we reach the, I was going to say the Arapaho Sun Dance, but it's better to get back to Seattle. Let me see. The important things, perhaps, are that on the Earth, the people revolve, and in the heavens, the Earth revolves, or something like that. I'll try to formulate it a little better before we meet again, if we ever do. I would like to emphasize again that the reason that Cortez with a limited number of people went into the third largest city in the world, Mexico City. Incidentally, it was five times as large as London of Henry VIII. It was a big town, bigger than Boulder. And a number of other things. You see, I'm straying too far off into things like the quaint customs of the savages. And that's not what I want to do. I want you to end up with some notion that maybe the people that lived here for, at the very least, 440,000 years, maybe knew something about the ecology. Maybe they knew that there was a reason, and maybe the time, and getting back to Paul Radin, I was walking down Panoramic Way in Berkeley with him once, and he said, you know, the Indians are going to take over again. And I said, what in the world? You can't mean it. He said, yes, sir. They're just going to take over. And when I hear of people, you know, having what are colloquially called sweats, I think how happy some people would be if that died needlessly to leave certain truths for us. What are you conspiring about? No. Yes, I mean, I don't know. He brings me fire, water. Now, any further, any questions at all regarding any events at all? I didn't understand what anybody was doing, but they just came in, and they in the right hand had these rattles shaped like sort of like skulls, probably with the skin dried on them. And sang a song that seemed to have more formal rhythms, as far as I can remember it. I'm sure it was some type of ancestral mourning song, because the people who had borne the name that came along with the box full of magic tricks. I think they represented the stars. But you understand that certain groups of people specialize in certain things, sort of like a lot of mandalas interlocking. That the Pawnee, for example, specialized in Star Lord to such a degree that it becomes like, you know, descriptions of plays, all the stars are cut out of rawhide, and the great black meteoric star bundle is placed. Other people went in for other things, mask dances or this, that, or the other. It's a form of entertainment that is no longer as suitable as television, perhaps.
So women were
Oh, certainly. If there was ever any, a lot of languages, if I knew more about language, I would try to discuss that sometime. The effect of particles in languages that indicate length or fluffiness or a variety of things. There's a good book on kinship systems of three Jamaican communities called My Mother That Fathered Me. And somebody else brought up the same subject. Related to the audience that very often the in Algonquin that the same root or verbal root, whatever you want to call it, that means man means woman. In fact, in Seneca, there's no difference between, there are no gods, you might say. They're called the same name that the human beings are called. There is a creator that is kept separate, but the things like the flint giants and so forth are but are often translated man beings, but it might as well be translated women beings. I don't know. Yes, you soul sisters all had a position in the heavenly land. And don't worry, you're safe. Now, yes, Peter.
While this was going on, did you have someone explaining things to you, or were you just an observer?
No, I was just an observer, but only one other person there could speak English. And beyond a few words. Now, let's see. So, that was about it. I wanted to take the three basic symbols of the Styx, the bird, and the four-part thing to pull on. There are so many of the thing that has worked against the natives is the enormous bulk of government documents. You want to look into some particular subjects, there are so many thousand tons of it. All requiring looking at other stuff. It's as if people were smashed by the bureaucracy. What the normal population should have been here, I really don't know. The standard estimate used by the Census Bureau is 2 million people in 1492, and because the figure is about to 220,000 left in 1890. Yeah, this is in what would be continental United States. Naturally, certain surviving Mayan groups in Mexico whatever the Popol Vuh is written in, Kichi Maya, has more speakers than of that one language than all the North America people in the United States put together. different adjustment having been made through the thorough industrialization of this country. An interesting case of women being left out was among the Inca of Peru. They were simply not figured in by the Spaniards, because the Spaniards had a particular attitude toward women in Spain. They took the same attitude. There was a person equivalent to the Inca, you know, that was a lady that was connected with the moon the same way as he was with the sun. And I'll try next class to bring an early diagram, because it's an inheritance at that period. There was what is that called? Double descent. Which is found in a number of places. Of course, there are places that have no social organization that are interesting. Although anthropologists tend to bring back information. I've never heard of an expedition that came back and said, we found absolutely nothing. They find something because it's even if, whether they're there or not. And I'm afraid that it's been found through experiments that women are essential to the world we live in, where man is dying out because of the increased complexity of machines. When the machines get ready to take over, the last human will sort of groan and drop dead. And it's one of the hardest things to face is that our species has to come to an end, just like the dinosaurs and the trilobites and things. It goes away. And Levi-Strauss claims it's one of the things that gives the impression that impurity comes from without. He says the main trouble is that impurity comes from within and we can't face it. And it's mostly the feeling that someday the humans will all be fossils. Anybody want to invest in stock in that scheme? It's worth a try. You know, anything for a laugh. Now, someone else had a question. Yes, Darren. Oh, that had to do with the southern hemisphere being light. I don't think there was any raven in the south. It was the fact that in a lot of South American cosmographies, and mythology is not really equivalent to cosmography. Mythology almost gives us the impression that it somehow has something mysterious to say about ourselves. Cosmography has more, is more connected with the idea that it has something to say about the world. Now, whether the self is separable from the earth, I don't want to go into the, you know, a large mass of philosophers. However, I can refer you to the people who discuss that. I forget what your question was, but I'm sure I could do it. I wish I'd been able to give more complete descriptions of the Hanghaituch. I can't pronounce it without the water. I tried before. It's supposed to mean dog howlers. I know that everybody's name is changed. You're not supposed to have Why they're changed, I don't know. You must understand, I didn't ask a single thing about this organization. I mean, by this organization, I mean the Clemson Needle, not Naropa. I did ask a question about them and was given a secret answer. Where are you from?
I live on Okinawa, but I guess in the States I'm from Texas.
Yeah. The thing that I began this particular thing on, when I said that it was either sun god or sun goddess, that was from the an early song cycle from Okinawa. I don't know how to pronounce the man's name that writes it, Mitsugu Sukihara, maybe? It has wonderful, wonderful stuff in it. It's called a Short History of Okinawa based on the something or other.
It's in English.
Yeah. And is distributed by the University of Hawaii. And I'll try to bring you the exact reference next week, because it's a good one. It's the best batch of... I mean, it gets off to the business right away. I mean, this girl is coming down from heaven to getting ready to go back and get the grains and things and bring them down. You'll like it. Yes, Mr. Ritchie, Professor Ritchie, rather.
I'm wondering if you could tell us something about the migration of symbols from and to the American continent.
I am not sure that there are symbols that migrate. No doubt, due to the fact that the hand itself and the wrist is built like a compass, you know, that you draw a circle with, there's a tendency, say, to draw a circle. The migration of symbols was a fascinating study in the 1890s, but other than symbols that are embodied in languages, that's why I was interested in Edward Sapir's decision that Sino-Tibetan was related to Athabascan. Was that one of the features that is in both languages is a series of enclitics that indicate what the shape of an object is, whether it's hollow, whether it's flat, and so forth. So that it's like saying that all humans have heads on them, has the idea of having a head migrated from some jungle somewhere. A thing that's quite amazing among the American people is the lack of real creation stories. I'm going to go into that a little later. They can be very elaborate without... one of the simplest ones is given by Black Elk, who says that when he describes where people came from, they suddenly came to on the grass, like after you've been unconscious for a while, you come to... They just came to, and the whole world was created. Here, where we're living, the Arapaho would have had the notion that this entire area was, of course, covered with water, and somebody named Kyle, who was probably not a coyote, that was just his name, was up on the Flatirons and said, "This is the place." Yes, Tom. Well, because these Migration of Symbols book by Colonel Churchward, Major Furlong, to mention the two most famous ones, they have fold-out maps showing the rivers of history and rise and fall of... everything that, certain symbols are universal, but it's much more that likely that continents migrate around. It's much more likely that tectonic plates detach themselves and collide with other tectons than it is that... Now... messages can be sent very quickly. A professor at the University of California walked from Siberia to Tierra del Fuego in 2 years without any maps or anything. He just sort of followed the coast. So that symbols can get places easily. Like you have checkers on your shirt, the mere fact that weaving can only be done certain ways determines that. Of course, when the general Sapir-Whorf hypothesis is taken, that the words, only words that are important are the words that are used most frequently, I do believe that there is a connection between sound systems and visual systems, so that the same sort of thing is going to be made everywhere. I wish I could had more ammunition for that particular question than to say you're wrong. It's not a very good defense of the non-migration of symbols, but there are plenty of books brought out by companies like Inner Light, or I don't know, why don't you write Claire Prophet about it? The Count Saint Germain will know. Are you?
Marina, we're wondering what you mean by lack of real creation stories. Do you mean that there was no idea of a creator until Christianity infiltrated?
That seems to be the case. That these things like Walk on Tonka, who was the Geechee Manitou, and such like persons were unnecessary. This has to be separated from the idea of there being no creation myths. Creation myths are not very common anywhere in the world. For example, offhand, you think they occur in the Bible. No. The Genesis later mentions some Edomite kings, whoever they were, that lived before the Garden of Eden, and that their shells or their clippeth still exists. they're mentioned sort of at the end of Genesis. Now, also the first, I don't want to go into biblical commentaries at this point. I realize that I can hardly discuss the American Indians without discussing the Bible, but the, yes, Joel. I can talk about it, but why? Garrick Mallory's early reports in the Bureau of Ethnology, volume one of the reports, and the 10th report, I think he also has some stuff. A man named Clark, who in 1884, I believe, brought out a book called the Indian Sign Language, also mentions them. Naturally, if you're trying to hide, you suddenly don't light a bonfire. So that many pictures that we see in the movies and things of signals, and signals are coming up out of, they're more connected with the Boy Scouts. I would say, although you'll find descriptions of particular sets of smoke signals, for example, in Alice Fletcher's book, The Omaha Tribe, which was the first extensive, God, it's like 1,200 pages long. You really get tired of they doing this, them doing it. That's another pitfall in great masses of literature, are that large, that there are no such things as individuals doing stuff. It's always they place their pottery in the sun to dry. The person observing the pottery placement, if you're in that business in the bureaucracy, and that kind of person that flexes, you know, pot church, thinks nothing of mentioning that they've counted 12,000 of them from one particular cut. It's a terrible mess. So yes, Joel, you can find, take your plug out. There is information on smoke signals and a variety of signals. Ones that are far more frequently used are sounds of that animals make. Just like particularized whistles are used even in Boulder, but particularly in larger city slums. Whistle signals come around, and smoke signals come up, but it's...
I understood it like there wasn't any signal of smoke, but the smoke was to indicate there was somebody there who was trying to help have to communicate with somebody else on the other end.
No, so many puffs and so many fires mean certain things. I think all through the northeastern woodlands in particular, smoke signals were used. Yep. If I can ask a question, what time is it? Let's leave. Oh, yeah, it rained. The fortuitous rain. Yeah, so we're back in Seattle again. For example, I had a camera with me, and the man who had invited, who got me into the thing, when it was over, said, "Do you think you got any good pictures?" And I was appalled. I would have no more thought of photographing that thing than, you know, I was stunned that I was suddenly transported back long to a period long before my parents came from Iowa. You know, and so I didn't take any pictures, no. But I wrote on the ferry boat coming from Victoria to, I mean, from Vancouver to Bellingham, I don't know where, Victoria, wherever I was going. I wrote it down all very carefully. I took notes immediately, which I've in the meantime lost. I've thought about that, those two ceremonies a number of times, because for some reason sticks, whether they're in the I Ching or whether they're in, for a great number of purposes, seem to align themselves with certain forces. Other forces seem to have the power of moving things around. Let me see if I can think of anything else there. Not much, except there's a certain type of totem pole that's set into the wall, a house post. Not a very good one, was at this end. And the man was just sort of on a platform, but not. He stood there for the entire, I presume, 4 days. I don't know. He didn't move. Oh, you just got here?
Nobody can hear you.
All right, well, thank God. I'm revealing the secrets of the... it's an experience I've had all my life. I'm blessed. Okay, the 10 minutes must be up. And are there any further questions? Or you can think of questions. My name is Harry Smith, and you can get my phone number from information. If I'm not there, there's a answering machine that'll take messages up to 3 minutes long. So you can play a 45-minute record a 45 RPM record and talk the same length. Because I would like to try to answer your question, but the things I am saying are very often people who saved my life. And under one circumstance or another, so that was what happened 50 years ago, and we'll try to get up to the big flood of 1990. By next week, I'll discuss the flood, its consequences, and... somebody referred to Jehovah as a mass murderer because he caused the flood that wiped out everybody but Noah and his family. Yeah, it's hard to tell, isn't it? I'd like to be able to advise some book to read. One of the very finest versions of the Kiowa creation myth. So-called, I hate that word, myth. Is in Mamaday's book, The Road to Rainy Mountain. I don't know who has it. I would suppose Colorado Books. I got a copy last week or 2 weeks ago, something at Boulder Books.
Pardon?
Yes, I hope I have it right. I think it's called The Road to Rainy Mountain. Or, yeah, The Way to Rainy Mountain. It's interestingly printed. On one side of the page is the history is told to him by his grandmother. Then opposite it on the page and in a different type is his description of what he thinks what his grandmother said means. And then below that in sort of italic types or a description of whatever part of his life he thinks is connected with that. He's one of the outstanding Native American writers. He won the Pulitzer Prize for his novel The House Made of Rainbow. Well, look, I at least heard of him. And I know his publisher, which is the University of New Mexico. And, yeah, so that's worth reading it. I'll see you next week. I wish I'd been able to tell you more things that would have interested you, because you want to hear interesting stories about tricksters and heroes and creation epics and things. But I wanted it to be clear from the beginning that words that are translated in a masculine form are very often in a feminine form, but they're in languages I don't have dictionaries for or something. And yeah, and that we have important lessons to learn from the people who were here, from the owners. I think I'll call them owners from now on. And they can teach a lot about cooperation and you know, but somebody's asking me about a battle the other day. Those things were always considered catastrophes if somebody got killed. They were much more connected with games. I mean, whoever it was, the Arapahos using the Cheyenne medicine arrows, were really just doing the same thing, only on a much bigger scale of like a hand game where someone was guessing. The whole idea of mass slaughter and removal of people hither and yon originated with the pushing back and down and a great number of factors that I'll take up next week when I these horrible battles that are supposed to interfere with things. Apparently, conditions here had reached a sort of stability when the Europeans got here. There were elaborate ceremonies, like the people that I've been the most connected with, the Kiowa, in their wanderings, because that's what they did. Anybody that wanted to wander, ordinarily people were sorted out into groups who had similar dreams. If you dreamed of a particular thing, you joined a club where everybody had the same dreams. And so what was I saying before, just before dreams, do you remember? Oh, yeah, the Kiowa, who their big thing was wandering around. Now, within the history that has been kept on their calendars, they've been from Hudson Bay to central Mexico, from California to Missouri. And they haven't really interfered with anybody in the on the way. Because they all talk the same sign language. The Kiowa speak a Udo Aztec language that is very, very similar to Nahuatl. And also the language in Taos. They go to Taos once a year, although they live in Oklahoma to learn round dances. But that's a tremendous territory. You see, where we are here, the Cheyenne and the Arapaho both occupied the same area, but they, nobody fussed about it any more than I get one of you for breathing air that belongs to me in here. I mean, it came as Alice Fletcher says she doesn't think they'll ever, when she's writing in 1890, that they'll ever realize that certain people can own land. It just hadn't been thought of. A lot of other things, like people coming from the Morning Star and with messages, but you know, the reason I didn't tell completely what happened at the Kankanish was that I was afraid of being struck by lightning. Yes, John. The what? Oh, yeah. They were like, here comes the path, let's see. Here's the end of the streetcar line. Now, just ordinary spirit dancing, you'd have to ride in pickup trucks and things and throw tarpaulins over it, or be stopped. You need any of it? You'd have to hide, because nobody's supposed to be pulling this stuff. It was particularly bold, but a good move, that they moved the most secret of anything to the end of the car line. Down at here's the road this way. Then down here were four houses like this. Now there's a superficial resemblance to the Cree Square ground here, but I don't believe there is any connection. And then I don't know what was happening in here. Because I came down in this way. The man I knew was here. There's singing going on in all of these places, but he said, come in here. I'm coming in wrong. The door is actually this way. This would be... No, each one of these houses had four, I should presume, had four fires, because there were four things. This was on the dawn, sort of day one. No, it was the evening before, pardon me, because a spirit dance was being held here, and the Hunfanino, who had been carrying on in one of these other houses, but they weren't things that I asked about.